Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss my controversial ranking of every Glee song ever, the systematic torture of Lucy LaDuca, the possibility of Sasha Colby's Drag Race, and whether or not artists actually love your city during their tour. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Good morning, sweet little Corey. Corey Cool of Jackson, Michigan.
Am I still from there if I haven't been there in 12 years?
You know what? I feel the same way. I'm kind of like, when somebody's like, where are you from? I'm like, I guess Michigan, but like, would you consider Michigan your home anymore?
I don't know. It's like, did I live in California when California Girls by Katy Perry came out? No. But am I a California girl now? Yeah.
Okay. Well, then that settles it. The math is mathing.
Fine, fit, tan, and ready. What's the lyric?
Getting fat in your shin and shleddy. Oh, mowing the chicken most. These are the girls we love the most. And that's Snoop.
The Snoop D O double G.
Snoop. You know, Snoop, which was, should I do a ranking of every Snoop verse? Because then I could rank the Ricky Dillon one.
When it comes to your rankings, I think sometimes you pick a category with too many things to be ranked.
The Glee?
Yes, but also I did see this. I was trying to start drama in my friend group because they all love Marvel movies and I don't care for them, but I watch them when my friends go because, as you know, I like the movie going experience. But anyways, sure. There was some listicle that had come out after the latest Ant-Man that was all, oh, an updated ranking of every Marvel movie. And so I sent it to my friends and they were like, well, the first three were wrong, so I stopped reading the list. But my point was like, I can't even rank, like, it's hard for me to rank five things. Like, how are people ranking 30 things? How are people ranking 60 Glee songs? How many Glee songs were there? 600?
There are like more than 600 Glee songs. And so I had already decided that I was going to rank every Glee song. We do a tier ranking.
Why don't you do by season? That would have been easier.
Okay, just focus.
If you need someone
ranking every Friday,
if you need someone to come up with better ideas for you, I'm here.
I would love that because honestly, here's the issue that you face: the website that you use, the website that we use, the only website that's for tier making, tiermaker.com or something,
the ultimate tiermaker.com.
I don't know what it is.
Famoustiermakers.com.
Shush. So they have pre-existing templates that you can use. And so I went scouring. I was scouring. The girls were scouring. I went scouring through all of the templates that already existed for Glee songs, knowing that, like, okay, I hope not to find one that's all 600, but, like, I'd like to get one that's pretty comprehensive.
How many songs were there actually? 600?
More than 600. There's more than 600 Glee songs. I don't
know. Are they all on Spotify?
Yes.
Wow.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You know that one?
Wow.
Darren Criss singing Baby Got Back.
Wow.
It wasn't part of the template that I chose. Anyway, so the most comprehensive template that I could find had like 180, I think.
So it came with them pre-inserted.
Yes, but that means you cannot add anything to it. You can't change any of the thumbnails of it. A lot of the templates that already exist on there look so terrible and like are so jankly put together by a 7-year-old that I was like, I just have to be happy with what I can find because I'm not going to spend days putting this together.
No, no. As one wouldn't.
And it took us 3 weeks. And we did 60 songs each Friday morning. So that took maybe 3 hours each Friday morning. So that took a long time to do.
How much internal debating are you doing? Because
we're listening to each one.
No.
Well, Jasmine made a playlist that is all of that went with that template so that all the songs were in order with the Spotify playlist so that we could just push next. It was nice.
Damn.
But we would listen to each one until I was sure of where it would go.
But when you ranked all of the best potatoes, did you have a sampler platter in front of you to taste each?
No,
or was it going off of memory?
No. I know my potatoes. I've done my potatoes.
I don't know if you do know your potatoes.
I've done my potatoes.
Did I tell you once in sixth grade... We were doing this senses thing where you had to team up with someone in class and then you each had to bring in 5 items from home. And it was one to touch blindfolded, one to taste, one to hear, one to smell. And then you had to guess what it was.
Okay.
And this bitch, who is my partner, brought me raw potato.
Oh,
and then the whole class was all, ha, ha, ha. How do you not know it's a very common thing? As if people eat raw potato.
Well, you know what? It's giving YouTube collab at that point. It's the gags of it all. You know, Ricky Dillon and I did a thing called What's in My Mouth?
Turn off the lights and play Who's in My Mouth?
We kept the lights on. In fact, we had ring lights on and played Who's in My Mouth. And it was very memorable.
Who was it?
It was an eggplant.
Oh, raw? Cooked?
Thumbnail fodder.
Oh, you rubbed an eggplant on each other's face for all. Were you very?
We were giving thumbnail.
You don't even have a thumbnail to give or a toenail.
There we go. You know, it's coming back, actually.
Oh, wow. She's back. Come on, grow.
Back again.
Our nails really do be back again, huh?
Yeah, what is up with that?
So does our...
What are nails? What are nails? They're not bone.
Cartilage or something.
No.
A hard plastic.
Teeth are bones.
Some bones are teeth, but not all teeth are bones.
No. Some bones are teeth, but not all teeth are bones.
That's what I said.
Some bones are teeth. No, some teeth are bones. No, all teeth are bones. All teeth are bones, but not all bones are teeth.
True.
Well, that's not true.
You could
have anything can be used as a tooth.
Right. You could really have a bone spoon.
Just ask the kernel of corn in my mouth. I've had it for years.
Oh, baby, I've had it for years.
I have had what? What'd you have?
It.
Yeah, I get that. Guess what I get?
It.
No, that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well.
I don't like it when any animal has just kind of rows of teeth. Stacked rows, like sharks.
We have rows of teeth.
Damn.
What do you mean?
I mean rows on
all
rows.
All teeth are rows, but not all rows are teeth, baby.
I've always said that. I can't stop saying it.
Yeah. Remember before we hit record when I was laughing without teeth like this?
You know what? I must have been looking for my headphones because I missed that.
Yeah, I think you really did.
Oh, do you hear that helicopter going above me right now?
Listen, y'all.
It's a chopper.
We've been having sound issues today. There is construction going on at my house, and so I walked to my friend's house to record, and now I'm here recording, and there's construction going on across from his house. I hope this audio isn't as bad as that episode where Tyler's smoke detector...
Where I didn't even send my audio.
Where Tyler's smoke detector chirped through the whole thing.
Did it?
Yes.
When there's no...
People are still triggered by that episode.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
And if you don't know...
We'll never know. We'll never know. Hey, happy 400th episode.
We're at 401.
Ooh, you know what? They've always been making 401s at the Denim.
They really do.
Are they 401?
The ones I'm wearing? I couldn't tell you, but I can put my ass in front of the camera so you can read the tag.
Pass. That's a pass. What kind of jeans do they make at Levi's? 401s?
They have all kinds of number, babies. It's like 401, 315. No,
that's 401. That's 401k. 401k. Do you know what a 401k is? I bet you do. You're a bank queen.
I put the K in 401k. Okay.
Ketamine?
Yes.
Oh. you deposited a bag of ketamine into your 401k?
Yes.
Oh. Relaxing.
Yes.
Hey, speaking of depositing a bag of ketamine, did you see Maggie Rogers last night?
I sure did.
Was it an equivalent of depositing a bag of ketamine?
It was incredible. I loved it. Mm. It was very fun. It was the last stop of her tour. She played...
Oh, that's special.
She played for like 2 hours straight, which was late for me on a school night. It was great. There were moments she played the whole album, the whole new album. She played some of the hits from the previous albums.
Was her hair short?
Yes.
She's doing it short these days.
She was serving short blonde hair. She was wearing like a Mr. S leather shirt for San Francisco, you know, community. She said... I do need to find someone who went to one of her other shows, because she said multiple times that San Francisco was her favorite place to play, and I believed it.
Okay, well, you know, that's kind of what they do, these people.
Nobody's all...
Do you not remember the Slumber Party tour?
Yeah, hello, that was your lie.
Houston.
That was your lie. I never told anyone this is my
favorite
city. There's
nothing like San Antonio. Love it here in Rhode Island.
I was not like, yay, Providence.
I need you to know. Unless you're San Francisco, unless you're New York City, unless you're maybe Los Angeles or their hometown city, you're not anybody's favorite city.
I agree.
I need it. If you are in a flyover state, which includes most coastal states as well.
Well, see, she played...
You're nobody's favorite city.
She played 3 shows in Boston, I believe, and she's like from that area. So I'm like, she must have told them the same thing, no?
Well, you know, it's like when you're getting fucked by someone, you don't
and you just say,
bring
this
up
is
somebody
the,
who's better.
This is the yeah, best you just D say, I've this, ever had.
You say, ooh la la, this is the best. We love you, Rhode Island.
I'm not into little white lies in the bedroom.
Me neither. it's like let's just keep the facts the facts.
Yeah. I like your perfectly average dick.
Yeah, when somebody starts being all too much complimentary, it's like, don't take me out of the experience. Like, I know what you're getting is good, but you don't need to convince me. You don't need to convince me.
Well, they love a storyline.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute, to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch & Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Did you see Cocaine Bear?
Not yet.
Oh my gosh, Corey.
We talked about it.
No, we didn't.
Last week.
Did we talk about it? You need to see it in theaters before it's out of theaters.
Well, you know I don't. Baby, I have plans.
It's going to be another Megan. It's going to be another Megan.
I have plans to see a movie this week, and it's Scream 6.
That's not straight to video?
Excuse me. I heard the reviews are in, and it's the best since the original.
Okay.
Talk about a white lie in the bedroom. I'll let you know if that's true.
Well, it's, you know, they're rebooting it, isn't it? It's a new girl, well, new girls.
Gail Weathers is there.
Being girls.
Gail Weathers is there. TBD to see if Sydney Prescott's there, but we can hope.
Certainly she is.
No, they didn't have the budget for her.
No.
I hope she shows up at the end as the surprise killer. Can you imagine?
Now that would be delicious. That would be great.
That would be fergalicious.
You know what? I heard a rumor that the Black Eyed Peas and Fergie were getting back together.
Oh, okay. What were they fighting?
I saw it on a Twitter account called Pop Tings.
Were the girlies fighting?
It's trying to be Pop Crave.
Oh, I don't do that. I don't do
no,
that.
I think that they took some time apart.
Well, it's nice. Sometimes people do that.
Well, as somebody who's, you know, first queen was Fergie, this is big for me.
Hey, did you? Are you done talking about Fergie?
No. And also, there was a TikTok going around of the youngsters these days discovering Let's Get It Started and its original
the
version.
Original version.
Yeah, I was like, oh dear. Like, if there's one thing that's a sure thing in life, it's cancellations. But if there's a new certain thing in life, it's generations will discover ways to cancel you for things you've already been canceled for.
I don't know if they ever got canceled back then.
Well, the time has come. Let's get it started.
Well, the last thing I want to say about the Maggie Rogers concert.
Oh, you're not done with that?
It was very nice. I picked the perfect spot to stand a lot of shorties in front of me, which I loved.
Well, shorty do wanna fuck.
It seemed like a lot of the Gen Z was there. I was surprised. I thought, am I the only one who's hip? That's all.
What does that mean? Is Gen Z young or old?
Young.
Oh, okay. So
a lot of the young kids were there out on a Sunday, out on a school night.
Oh, what else are they going to be up to?
I should have been in bed at 9:30. But I wasn't. Hey.
You know who I've been getting really into?
Who?
Cass Elliot. Do you know who that is?
No.
Formerly known as Mama Cass, doesn't like to be called Mama Cass.
Okay.
Has a song called...
Did you see them in concert?
No. I think maybe from the Mamas and the Papas. has a song going viral on TikTok right now that I have been like, it's like nonstop on my For You page. It's make your own kind of music.
Okay.
Make your own kind of song. Anyway, so I've been, it's new kitchen music for me. Like a couple weeks ago, my kitchen music was
needed an update.
No, it was all, who's that?
Polo and Pan?
No.
Celine Dion?
No, Captain and Tennille.
Okay.
Which is great kitchen music. But I was getting kind of like, you know, I've heard all the classics, heard all the bits. So then I've been listening to Cass Elliot radio on Spotify in the kitchen, and it is delectable. So if you're looking for something new for your ambiance, may I recommend?
Thank you. I love a music recommendation.
It's I'm bewildered, I think is the word, of the ability of TikTok to turn any song at any moment into a charting song and change some like old musician's life. Like this is like it is so powerful and like unprecedented. It's very, I'm fascinated by it. Like in any week, any song can be like get a revival. That's nuts. It boggles my mind. I pay attention to it. You don't care about that?
I find it interesting, but I do wonder like how often the songs actually like translate into a full listen of the original song. Like, what was that song last year? I believe Bad Habits by Steve Lacy, which I felt like I heard a lot on TikTok. And then I finally listened to the full song and I thought, oh, wow, now I understand why people are only using a short clip of it.
Retweet, because I have a membership to Sirius XM or whatever, and they have a station that's like TikTok trending songs, which that is the lowest possible of my rankings of stations I will go to. Like everything else will have to have something terrible on for me to go there, because it's always like songs like that where, okay, it's got a catchy 10 seconds, but the rest of it, you're like, why is this? Why?
Do you think Meghan Trainor's new song coming out called Mother is gonna girl. Be, hey, thanks for being my mom. I know you're the bomb. Didn't she already have a song called Mother?
Yeah, and the people don't even know. Okay, so, okay, we
what's
need to give
prediction?
Some context.
What's your prediction?
Context. It's going to do very well. Duh.
You think?
It's going to be, yes, because it is going to be used as a sound on TikTok, and it is going to, yes, everybody's going to be using it.
But it's,
yes.
I just don't like music creation. I like songs that like end up doing well on TikTok, but I don't know if I'm ready for the music to be created specifically for a snippet of TikTok.
I validate. I understand. But like, it's you're asking artists and labels to not take into consideration the biggest factor of it's a song's possible success.
Yeah. I mean, they're so all like everything's for the gram these days. Do it for the gram.
It's nothing's for the gram these days.
Do it for the gram, the kids say.
No, everything's for the TikTok these days.
Do it for the gram.
No, the Grammy?
Would you do it for the dew? Diet Dr. Mountain Dew?
No, I wouldn't.
Hey, you ever mix pops at the
No.
Like a little bit of Coke.
I'm not done with Meghan Trainor. I'm not done with Meghan Trainor. You know what? People hate on Meghan Trainor, and that is the easiest. It's like hating Nickelback. It's like bullying furries. It's like low-hanging
fruit. Bullying Fergie?
Furries. it's like bullying something that's easy.
Fergie on The Masked Singer when?
I don't know, but Pentatonix was just on The Masked Singer. They came out as 5 sushi roll pieces.
Did they already
and
get
they
a...
sounded. And they were all like, beep, boop, boppy, boop. And I was like, you want me to think this is anyone other than Pentatonix?
Did they get eliminated?
I think they were just there to perform as sushi.
Oh, like when Kermit was just there to perform as a, what was he?
Kermit. What was he? I forget.
Yeah, I don't know. So Pentatonix, wow. eliminated on The Masked Singer.
No, and they got their star, Hollywood star.
Well, baby, you just pay for that.
Yeah, okay, well, that's also something people just say. Like, you have to apply, and then you pay for the like the restoration and upkeep and the cleaning of it.
You
and,
pay
like,
for a piece installation. Of baby, I'm gonna pay for a piece of sidewalk outside of my house.
But there's like a committee and board that
I'm
decides
not
of
saying.
All the. Yeah, but I'm saying there are so many people that are like
Tyler Oakley, Hollywood star of fame. When?
Girl, I already used you, bitch. I was there with the Sharpie. Signed, sealed, delivered. I got mine.
Okay.
Find it.
You are in charge of getting yours.
Well, I just get annoyed at people with, like, you know, they just, you know, anyone can get a star on the Walk of Fame.
Well,
no,
I'm
going to
try it.
No, they can't.
I'm going to try it. You've heard it
here
first.
If that's the case, random person on Twitter with 10,000 followers.
What'd you call
go
me?
Get yours. Go, not you. Go get yours then. If that's the case, go get yours.
Okay, I will.
I just find people to be so stupid.
Okay. But like, yes. Who are they paying for the upkeep? Like, isn't that a public sidewalk? Is that going back to like Los Angeles taxes?
I don't know. I don't know how anything works.
And who's paying for it when you're dead? Your estate?
Yes.
And do you get to pick where you want it?
No.
Okay.
All right.
All right, designers.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Hey,
we need to discuss Drag Race. I'm
ready to talk
what?
About drag, but not Drag Race.
Oh, you know what? Let's talk drag then.
I was just going to say, so last week I went to the Trixie Motel.
Mm-hmm.
And I posted like a little throwaway story about it because I thought no one would care. All of you cared.
Go on.
Everybody was like, oh my God. He's at the Trixie Motel.
Did you stay at it?
No, because I heard it's $700 a night.
That's expensive. Good for her.
But we got a little tour and we got cocktails and we had a little happy hour and yeah, it was fun, but I guess I need to watch the show. Okay, now we can talk about Drag Race.
Well, also I feel like we should discuss the Tennessee drag ban that's going on.
Okay, what do you want to discuss?
And the like the fake outrage about drag story hour and Republicans creating issues to act like drag is a bigger issue of like corruption of kids than like guns
or and, than like I mean, religious leaders.
Yes. I mean, I know we are preaching to the choir, and I know that the Psychobabble listeners are like very likely aligned on all of these things and thoughts and issues. But I feel like I'm not seeing much like outrage about it, and the slippery slope that I don't think anyone is really aware of like, okay, first they ban drag, and then they redefine what drag is, and then suddenly being trans is a issue where they're going to call it drag so that they can like not allow it in public spaces. And it is a cultural issue that is nonsense, but it is going to affect real world people in a very serious way, like LGBTQ community outside of just drag performers. And I just hope more people are taking it seriously. I think like we're in our bubbles of like, what the fuck, like witnessing it from afar, but like this will have real world implications on a lot of like actual people. Yeah, and so I think, yeah, it's not just the people that are queer or not just drag performers that need to speak up about it. I think it's like, hey, bachelorette parties that love to go to drag shows.
I saw Jinx tweeted.
Yes, I saw that. And I saw Silky post on TikTok, like, if you've ever been to a drag show, now is your moment to like show that you're the ally that you say you are and show that you deserve to be in these spaces like you say you deserve to be. And not just like speak out publicly, but use your vote and influence the people in your lives, the family members that you have that don't understand. Because drag is something that is like, it has been around forever and has been part of entertainment forever. If you loved Mrs. Doubtfire, if you loved, I don't know, like all, there's a million examples of drag existing and being appreciated outside of the cultural war that's currently happening in 2023. But like, yeah, I hope, I tweeted something about like, imagine all the outrage that everyone had when Real Friends of WeHo infringed on 30 minutes of Drag Race. Mm-hmm. Like, what about when Republicans infringe on like actual drag in an entire state? Like, I hope, me included, it becomes more of something that we all like fight for because it is important. And I feel like I would be remiss to not bring it up here on the podcast. I know it's like, I know it's preaching to the choir, but yeah.
I'm giving you snaps, you know, when people do.
Sure.
Instead of class.
With that said, I am outraged at what they're doing to Lucy LaDuca.
What?
What do you mean, what? They're giving her the Jan.
You know I never want to talk about Jan.
Ah! I just, it's...
I don't know.
Are people so daft that they don't understand that they asked Lucy in an interview, like, how many wins do you have? Tell us minis and maxis. And then they used that in some type of editing warp to make it seem like it's this big tizzy. I mean, she's allowed to be in her feelings, but, like, tell me she didn't deserve the win in the last challenge.
It's tough because... I thought
the interview challenge is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I thought her interview was probably the best.
Right.
But of the top three, I thought her runway look was the worst.
See, I thought her runway look was just fine. Like, yeah, she was missing the bump.
Not like worst of the whole night, but worst of the top three. I was actually more surprised that Lux didn't win. And I don't even really
care. Me too.
And I don't even really care for her.
Yeah, I mean, I'm also starting to see everyone and their mom be like, did y'all catch that about like Sasha being suggested? Oh, have you ever hosted TV? Like everyone being like, oh, I feel like, mark my words, screenshot this because I swear it's going to happen. We're going to get
as
Sasha
if they
Colby's
don't
race.
As if they don't. Oh, you're saying becoming the host.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were saying just like getting a WoW Presents show as if they all don't just get those now when they finish anyway.
A WoW Presents show?
Yeah, they're all like, oh, come sit and interview the tea with Sasha Colby.
Oh.
They're like, let loose with Lucy LaDuca.
I would watch it. I would watch it. You know what? What's wrong with wanting something so bad and trying so hard? Since when was being try hard uncool? Let Lucy try.
Let
Jan try.
I'm here for it.
I'd rather have that than somebody waltz in and be unprepared.
I'm just looking at it like, okay, we had a string of a bunch of good seasons in a row. It's okay to have a season that's a miss. We're at what? We're at what, 7 or 8? I'm like, I know that 3 of the top 5, who I assume... are all going to be people I don't really care for. It's making it a rough season for me.
It is almost too spoon-fed that since the beginning of the season that it's going to be the top 4 will be Sasha,
Mistress
Lux, Mistress Isabel Brooks, Lux, and Who?
I was really out on the fourth. I've seen a lot of people saying Anitra. I do agree that agree that Anitra's gotten a lot more confessionals as of late. I was a little worried because she kind of disappeared in the middle for a minute. Yeah, I don't know. Those other three are, I think, kind of a lock. I think because they did 60-minute instead of 90-minute episodes, it really made it apparent who the narrators of the season were, and those are the people who always make it to the end or make it to the top five. So I felt like Mistress has gotten 10 times the amount of confessionals as anybody else. Lux is, like, right there with her for number of confessionals this season. So it's like, I feel like I've seen the writing on the wall for a while, which takes a little bit of the fun out of it for me. Who knows? I could be surprised.
I would love a Mistress win in the entire season.
I would not.
No?
No, I don't. I would be mad.
You don't have to. You don't have
I'm
to.
Not rooting for negative people.
Oh, whoa.
I'm over people who are like, I tell it like it is. It's like, no, you're just a bitch. That's not like,
ooh.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Ooh.
You don't have to be. You don't. You know what?
And it goes back.
It is a TV show.
It goes back to
with
what
characters.
It goes back to what we said in the very first episode. She walked into that room and was like, "Sisterhood is being mean to each other. Sisterhood is fighting." And it's like, no. I challenge you to dream bigger about the friendships you want to hold in your life as a queer person. I'm so tired of being told that, like, as a queer person, we have to, like, be mean and nitpick and bully our friends. And, like, that's what friendship is. And I feel like...
let loose.
And she said that in the first episode. And I feel like that's the mentality she's had the whole time. And she is kind of like... I get it. It's a drag show. I get it. It's like, they're all a little snarky. Everybody reads each other, blah, blah, blah. But, like, I don't know. I'm just not here for it. I think she's a negative person.
Okay, so who are you hoping for? Sasha?
I need Sasha or Anitra to win. I'm sorry.
It's a Sasha win. It's so obvious. And then it's going to be Sasha Colby, next Queen of Queens.
As I say, pardon my tangent, but yeah, a lot of my friends also disagree with me and are enjoying Mistress. So I'm glad some of you are. Just know we all don't have to like the same thing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You don't have to know. Honestly, like, if any queen is listening, it's like, none of it is personal. We're like, we are taking it in as reality TV, and these are characterizations of everyone. And
she's
so, like,
making jokes about herself, saying she's not going to be Mrs. Congeniality because she knows Mrs. Congeniality.
Madam.
Because she knows she's not nice. I don't know. I don't get it.
They don't have to be, and you don't have to like somebody who's not. It's like, it's all everyone's prerogative.
Yeah.
With that said, we are missing Spice. That glaringly missing from the interviews. I was like, you know what? I could have swapped out some of these queens for Spice in this episode.
It was just like, I don't know. I felt like, I don't know. I really felt like the bottom three was not called correctly. I do question whether that lip sync was called correctly this week. There's just a lot of, it felt a little produced. Like,
you know what? I thought the same thing about the lip sync, but then I went on Twitter and everyone agreed that, like,
everyone said Malaysia should have won.
No, everyone said Selena should have won.
Oh, everything I saw said the opposite. But I was like, It should have been Mistress versus Malaysia to begin with. Selena shouldn't have even been in the bottom.
Yeah. I mean, I also... the Marsha really got through on this episode between the look and the performance of the interview. She squeaked by. But there must be like a rusical or something soon. Have they done a rusical this
she
season?
She mentioned she was looking forward to it in the Untucked this week. So
certainly,
my thought was like, it's like next week.
Marsha is going to have that rusical moment, though. Like, will Lucy LaDuca think that she's good? And you know what? When I'm still not over them giving Lucy LaDuca's vocals in the talent show bad sound. That's not her fault. That's the sound people's fault. No offense to the sound people. Listen to it. It was their fault. I'm a Lucy LaDuca apologist.
Let loose.
I've been trying.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I just need a Sasha Colby win.
Okay. Anything else you want to discuss, Corey?
I think that's it.
Okay. Well, where can people find you?
Well, if you're listening to this episode the day that it came out, you can find me celebrating my birth.
Oh my gosh, Corey.
But if you're listening to it any other day of the week, if you're listening to it any other day of the week, forget about it.
You missed his birthday. You can't believe it.
Well, you only turn 27 once.
That's true. And if we want to chat with that person, we can go back.
Who is that person? That person?
Where was he?
He was here.
Were we making the podcast yet?
No, I think we started when I was 28.
Oh,
maybe.
Wow. Okay.
29.
All right.
Who can ever be sure?
Okay.
Oh, where can people find you? Oh, okay.
You can't find me.
Okay, bye.
And you'll never find
me. Okay, gotta go.
Bye.
Bye.